Welcome to Sonya Podcast. So we all got the email that they passed a bill to shut down TikTok. Well, according to them, the reason why they are shutting down TikTok because they had asked, they so-called supposed to be leaking information to China. So they claim. And they also said the reason why was because they gave the owner of TikTok a decision to either sell it over to them or to shut it down. Now, here's my thought on that. We love TikTok. I love TikTok. When TikTok first started, it was dancing, and that's all you saw. But then TikTok grew. So you had dancing, education, shopping, just fun. It was like totally fun, real good fun. And I'm just so confused about the leaking information that they are claiming, quote unquote, and how in these articles they are stating that we need to protect our children. And I don't see, there's nowhere on TikTok where our children are being harmed. TikTok is the only place you can actually go on and don't see actual violence, don't see porn. Twitter, in our beautiful USA, quote unquote, you on Twitter, you can actually, every day Twitter shows violence. But that's not being banned. It shows violence every day. Every day you see kids fighting in school, spouses being abused, people just fighting. You see that every day on Twitter. And if you catch it in some late nights, you might even see porn on Twitter and Facebook. Not so much Instagram. I'm not too sure about Snapchat. I'm never really on Snapchat, so I'm not too sure about that. TikTok actually was teaching and helping people. It was helping people's business to grow. It was saving people's lives. It was showing what was going on around the world. Where the other platforms in this lovely US of A rather show violence and pornography than to try to solve anything. So TikTok gave us the platform to speak out. It gave us the platform to say right from wrong. Whereas Twitter and Facebook, if you say anything, you will be banned. You can see it all day, but you can't say certain things. And here is my problem. Is that these few social media sites that's in the US of A, I can't say certain words or I can't speak certain words, but I can see it. I can see the violence. I can see the pornography, but I can't say it or speak it. And this is supposed to quote unquote protect our children, which our children can see it. And if I'm correct, back when Facebook first came out, there were so many stories of people being bullied on Facebook. So who was protecting our children then? There were so many stories of people committing suicide on Facebook. So who was protecting our children then? There were so many stories of on Facebook Live, people was actually getting killed. So who was protecting our children then? But you don't want to ban these sites. But you rather ban the site where we haven't witnessed violence on any of there, on no live, no type of violence, period. If the violence are being showed, it's because it's being shared to help people to bring justice. It's not keep replaying years after, decades after, just so you can see, keep seeing it like Facebook and Twitter does. Facebook not so much, but Twitter, yes. You can go and find a video. There's one video I dislike so much. It's this one video they keep reposting every day. Every day when I go on Twitter, you see this video. The girl slapping the girl's mother. The school fighting. Just violence. It's like, but here we sit and say, well, don't take this down. It's all right for these people to be violent. It's all right for them to commit violence. And we just watch it, long as we don't speak against it. So it's basically taking away freedom of speech. I say leave TikTok. Leave TikTok because it helps a lot of people's businesses. It helps freedom of speech. Y'all rather be sitting out here